Revelation, chapter 14. And I looked, and saw the Lamb standing on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name, and the name of his Father, written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and the voice which I heard was as the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sing as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no man could learn the song except the 144,000, even those who had been purchased out of the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men, to be the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no lie, they are without blemish. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having eternal good news to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he says with a great voice, Fear God, and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and the earth and sea and fountains of waters. And another, a second angel, followed, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, that has made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a great voice, If any man worships the beast and his image, and receives a mark on his forehead, or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed undiluted in the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them. And I looked, and saw a white cloud, and on the cloud I saw one sitting like a son of man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the temple, crying with a great voice to him who sat on the cloud, Send forth your sickle, and reap, for the hour to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he who sat on the cloud cast his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out from the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, he who has power over fire, and he called with a great voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Send forth your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel cast his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vintage of the earth, and cast it into the wine press of the great wrath of God. And the wine press was trodden outside the city, and there came out blood from the wine press, even to the bridles of the horses, as far as 184 miles.